With today's FruGrower Report, I'm Bob Larson. The Northwest pear estimates for 2019 are down about 9% from last year and about 6% off the five-year average, but that could change between now and the end of harvest. On top of that, Pear Bureau Northwest's Kathy Stevenson says the Wenatchee growing region may be replaced this year as the top producer.
It looks like the crop coming out of the Hood River, that mid-Columbia region, which includes both sides of the river, it looks like it's going to be higher than Wenatchee region, which has been, the leading production area for our growers for sure. So yeah, that's a little bit of a shift. A lot of pears coming out of that Hood River Valley. Of course, both regions have an amazing production and it's not a large increase. So it's good for everybody.
So is the change a result of acreage or orchard maturity?
I think it's mostly maturity and also those estimates. It could come in, that those numbers could shift. I think that the folks up in Hood River did not see quite as an impact on the frost, for instance. And so Wenatchee maybe had a bigger impact up there. So again, the final pick is what will make those decisions. We don't really see a huge difference in a decrease in trees up in Wenatchee or an increase in Hood River.
And when it comes to organic pears, Stevenson says,
the organic pear estimate is going to be at 1.76 million standard cases, almost 39,000 tons, and it's about 10% of the total Northwest crop.
Stevenson says that's about a 20% increase over last year. Welcome back to another Fruit Bites brought to you by Valent USA, and joining us again is Valent's Allison Walston. And this week, Allison, we're talking mites.
Mites are tiny little arachnid pests, so not true insects, that can cause a lot of feeding damage on fruit and fruit trees.
So what kind of mites?
We have two major types of mites in the PNW, spider mites and rust mites.
And what are rust mites?
Rust mites are tiny, cigar, pie-shaped mites that cause russeting damage on the fruit surface.
And spider mites?
Spider mites actually spin webs like spiders, usually on the underside of the leaves, and feed by sucking each plant cell dry. Feeding damage can leave a stippled look, then leaves can defoliate if too much feeding occurs. Two-spotted spider mites can be identified by two black spots on the back of their body. Another spider mite, European red mite, are large red mites with white bristles sticking out. And European red mites can indirectly affect commercial fruit by having large and noticeable gatherings in the stem and calyx ends of apples.
Thanks, Allison. Join us again next time for more Fruit Bites brought to you by Valent.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson with your Fruit Grower Report.